Monday night football in Tampa. Weather's not going to be bad. Mid-60s for the temp Sunday. By the time they get the kickoff, about mid-50s for the game on Sunday night. Meanwhile, some other NFL moves made today. Tennessee Titans fire GM Rand Carthen. Brian Callahan will stay on next season as head coach. Former Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott signing for some depth at running back for the LA Chargers. They play the first playoff game Saturday, 4:30 in Houston. Caps lost another shootout last night, beaten by Buffalo 4-3. Caps are back in action tomorrow night, home against Vancouver. Wizards home to the Houston Rockets tonight, 7 p.m. on the Team 980. Hoyas at Marquette, 7:45 start for that one here on The Fan. From the Crop Midcap, 5-star sports desk, I'm Earl Forsey on The Fan.
B. Mitchum Finley, 106.7, The Fan. You know, obviously, here in D.C., we're looking at Commanders, Bucks. Earl Forsey just told us the weather's going to be nice. I think that helps Washington. But around the NFL, there's a ton of kind of indecision and beef. Like, I mean, a lot of this stuff just seems like a mess. A Tennessee organization seems like they're a mess, I would add. You hire a guy, let him hire a coach, then you fire him a year later and you keep the coach. Like, what are you doing? I don't know, B.
Yep.
But Lampville, as he usually does, has found us a list of the best head coaching jobs available. So how many jobs are open right now?
I think five, right, Lanny? Five of them. So New England, Jacksonville,
Chicago,
Chicago, the Jets. Did they get rid of that guy?
And Tennessee.
No, they got rid of him earlier. Yeah. Saints.
Yeah. So, Jets, Patriots, Jaguars. Yeah, Tennessee didn't fire their coach; they fired their GM.
The Saints.
The Saints, right? And I guess Bears, obviously, and. Okay.
So five
jobs.
Yeah.
All right. What stands out to you as the best of those jobs?
All right. So right now, Bears.
Let me give them to you again.
Bears, Saints, Jaguars, Patriots. What's the other one? Jets. Right now, I have to go with the Bears.
Why?
I just think that offense has a lot of weapons on it. I think you got to get some good guidance on that. Defensively, I think they have some talent. The Jets is a cluster bleep, okay?
Right.
New Orleans, I don't really know. They don't have a quarterback. Even if Carr come back, they don't have a quarterback. The Jaguars, right. That's some tampering and getting involved too much from the management side. You haven't heard it. And then you got a GM who's an idiot. Who else?
It seems like Carr will be back for New Orleans. He's got $10 million guaranteed on that deal. I think, depending how much you believe in either of these guys, but of the jobs that are currently available, Bears, Pats, Jets, Jags, Saints. If you believe in Caleb, remember when Donnie was in the office, he was calling him Khalib. Yeah. We were all confused.
We're like, who the hell are you talking about, dude?
Right. If you believe in Caleb Williams and or Drake May, then the Pats and the Bears jobs are clearly the best. Like, if you think you found a quarterback with either of those guys,
yeah,
then those jobs become the best. I think the Patriots, though, might have, like, the least talent in the NFL, honestly. But if you got the quarterback, then you got a lot. I also wonder if there's more coaches to be fired, frankly. But I think it's easy. I think most folks would say the Bears. Dude, I just think that situation is broken.
What, the Bears?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah.
It may be. But, you know, if you come in – with a coach who has some leadership capabilities and guidance, he may be able to come in and change up that place. I'm going to pull up Caleb's stats for the year.
I thought he did.
I had the wrong thing. That was Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I think for Caleb Williams.
He played every game. He passed for 3,541 yards, 20 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions. He ran for 489. He had another 6 touchdowns. No, that was an error. He didn't have any touchdowns rushing. So
the he basically alarming had thing,
over 4,000 yards total.
He was sacked on 11% of his dropbacks and 68 sacks for lose, and he lost 466 yards. I think for Caleb, there's the raw talent is off the charts. Just the actual like human passing ability.
Mm-hmm.
He seems. I know people get caught up in the nail polish or whatever, but he seems like a good dude. People I know around the league seem to like him. And then I just think he needs the right coach. Like if the right coach can connect with Caleb Williams and just teach him, much like you said with Jaden, when these guys have this much natural ability and this much playmaking ability, you don't want to coach that out of them ever.
You don't, but you also want him to understand he doesn't have to ad lib on every play.
Yes, exactly.
If he gets a coach that could get him to do stuff in rhythm and then he used those superpowers for things that he got to get out of trouble, I think he could be unbelievable.
I totally agree, B. Like, let's say he gets off schedule. I don't know, and I'm not going to bother looking this up, but just in the games I've watched, let's say it seems like he gets off schedule two-thirds of the time, like 60% of the time. If you can cut that to 40, one-third of the time,
mm-hmm.
and then you use your incredible skills to try to make some big plays, but the rest of the time the ball's just coming out fast and you're functioning, then hell yeah, I think you could be. I think you might have something there.
Totally.
And that Bears team has talent elsewhere. I like their skill positions. I think defensively they're pretty good. I didn't think they were that good this year. I don't know. Have the Bears released a list of a lot of these teams are just posting lists.
Well, they want to talk to McCarthy.
What do you think of that?
Hey.
McCarthy has had some success as an offensive coach, man. And I think he's a little aloof, but he's had some success. So.
It's easy to knock Mike McCarthy because, you know, that's a dude that had Aaron Rodgers at the absolute peak of his powers.
See, and I used to knock him. Now that I know how Aaron really is, I ain't knocking him no more. Aaron don't give a damn about who you are. He's going to do what he wants to do, and he's always been that way.
Yeah. I'm just saying McCarthy's regular season record as a coach is damn good. Yeah. I mean, between Green Bay and Dallas, he's won about 60% of his games. His playoff record, not nearly as good.
What we say all the time, we say Tom made people better. We say Pat makes people better. But we say Mike McCarthy made them bad and Aaron Rodgers was there. Aaron Rodgers made them worse because Aaron Rodgers is selfish. Aaron Rodgers likes to do what he wants to do. So I'm not going to give all the other quarterbacks credit. And when that quarterback who has all the talent in the world falters, that's not on the coach. That's on him.
Agreed. John Cooper said, shout out to B. Mitch and JP for providing good football talk while I shovel snow today. Good burgundy and gold talk. You're all welcome, right. John. Good luck shoveling.
Take your time out there, man.
I think – all right. I have a hard time rating the Bears as the best job because I think whatever this Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles dynamic is fairly broken. I think ownership there is – honestly just kind of clueless and like lives in this bizarre world where I think now I don't know if this is accurate, but I'd heard the guy doesn't even like to consider the woman McCaskey is technically the owner, but her son is like the acting partner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That he doesn't even like to consider himself a football fan. Like, good luck, man.
He better realize where the money coming from.
Right. Now, I think Drake May really showed something this season. He had some great games. he showed some real guts. That New England team did not have much of anything in the way of skill positions. May finished the year, 66% of his passes, 15 touchdowns, 10 picks. He made 12 starts. He got beat up a little bit. He took 34 sacks. He was a pretty good runner, too. He ran for another 420 yards. Fumbled a little bit too much for me. I think he had 9 fumbles on the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I like May if you're looking at a situation, right? If you're thinking about interviewing. But, dude, I do think, B, and this might seem a little crazy, but they take Drake May 3rd overall in New England. May had a pretty good season. But then they took Joe Milton, the rookie out of Tennessee, who is just an absolute rocket. They took him in the 6th round. And I don't know. So Joe Milton got the last start against Buffalo in week 18. Milton in that game completed 76% of his passes for 240 yards with a touchdown. Frankly, if they get rid of Balky.
But they don't seem like they're getting rid of Balky.
Listen to this. I'm reading now from NFL.com. This is bizarre, Brian. The firing of Doug Peterson seemed inevitable for at least half the season, but owner Shad Khan's decision to retain general manager Trent Baalke could throw a wrench into the Jaguars' pursuit of top coaching candidates. The team has alluring talent. Before the season, Khan called it the best team the organization had ever put together. Sparkling new facilities, blah, blah, blah. Trevor Lawrence, Brian Thomas. But coaches with options might not choose a situation in which the general manager is inherited unless there's a pre-existing relationship, because it is obvious the GM has the ear of the owner. Listen to this. The new coach will report directly to Khan, not to Baalke, but arranged marriages in which the GM and coach are on different timelines can be difficult. That is a disaster waiting to happen.
If I'm going – but this is the thing I would ask, though. If the new coach is going to report directly to Baalke, does that kind of circumvent
no.
To Khan, would that mess up Balky's little hold he's had over him right now? Would it make it better for the coach? If the coach is talking to the owner and things start happening properly, will the owner finally realize he has an idiot in his building?
That just seems like a disaster. Maybe. But why on earth would you keep the GM? It's hard for me to say, to look at that situation and think it's functional if that's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. But if I'm the coach, the man I want, the person's ear I want is the owner, if I'm the coach.
Sure. But then, and you know what makes that a little bit different too, if you're the coach coming in there? Clearly because they already paid him. Like, this isn't a situation of having to evaluate a quarterback in the draft and have that organizational alignment with the kid you're going to take 4th overall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already have Trevor Lawrence there and they've already paid him. Like, if you're a coach that has watched Lawrence and really likes him and you think you can come in there, get him to perform, and then eventually run off Baalke, I guess that could look a little different, right?
Yeah, could be.
I don't know.
Any coach that comes in there and I want to say you report directly to me, they're thinking I'm getting rid of this damn GM.
Right.
They're going to damn sure try.
Here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to win some bets. If you look, Thursday night is Notre Dame, Penn State. Friday night, Ohio State, Texas. Obviously, we got NFL wild card weekend all weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. There's a ton of games to like. It's going to be really hard for me to not jump on the Rams Monday night, getting points at home against a Vikings team they've already beat.
Huh?
Whatever it is you're looking for, over-unders, passing yards, whatever it is, the action is heating up this playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can put all your parlays in, whatever player props you're looking for. Maybe you're thinking about Matt Stafford or Justin Jefferson in that Monday night game, going over those numbers. Maybe you think Washington's going to slow down Baker Mayfield, or maybe, just maybe, you think Baker Mayfield's going to spray it a little, throw a pick or two. All of those odds are available on the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win, and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with the promo code RADIO to get started today. Now, there's a lot of stuff you got to make sure. Maryland, Virginia customers, you should check it all out. You got must be 21 plus. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Mitch Finley, 1-8-6-7-FAN. B.
Yo.
I'm switching. I don't know, man. Because half these guys are still stuck in Dallas after this last snow, I'm switching my flight to Friday night. When are you going down? Are we going to be on the same flight?
I don't know yet.
I know if Saturday there's bad weather and I can't get out, that's going to be a real problem. So Friday night it is.
You can go first thing Friday. I mean, last flight Saturday or first thing, last flight Friday or first flight on Saturday, I would take.
So I just got on. There's an 8 o'clock out of DCA to Tampa.
All right.
If that interests you, sir. We get in kind of late.
You already know you're going back to Dallas, though, dog. You forgot that part?
No, I'm flying in and out of DCA for this one.
You forgot that text you got yesterday, right?
Yeah, I don't think the timing is going to work. I told him I'd have to let him know by tonight.
Okay.
Because you guys are going to have to leave before – I mean, that game's going to end at – 11:45.
What time
probably.
Is the game?
The game is at 8:15.
I thought it was different for playoffs. I thought it was 7:07 for playoffs.
Nah, it's 8:15. So the game's at 8:15. Say it's, you know, generally three hour 15 minutes. Game ends at 11:30. You got to do your stream, which is generally about an hour, right? Your show.
Less than that.
Right. Like, your time is more condensed. I just won't be able to get out of there.
Yeah.
Is my concern. I told him that last night, so we'll see. I'd love to do it, but, you know, we'll see how that all shakes out.
All right.
But whatever. I just booked Friday night now, if that interests you. Speaking of the playoffs, though, let's take a look at the rest of these games. Obviously, we're going to dive into – Commanders, Bucks all week. But the Chargers-Texans game, B, the Texans are home underdogs. I think the Chargers are really good. I think Herbert's good. I think they play good defense. I think Harbaugh is a really good coach.
Yep.
But Houston last year won their playoff. Oh, they won the wild card game last
They're
year.
They're in Houston, right?
They're in Houston, yeah. Who you liking that one?
I may lean Houston on that one.
I mean, especially getting points.
At home?
Now, they beat the hell out of Cleveland last year, but Cleveland had, like, serious quarterback trouble by that point in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been Flacco starting. So I don't know which way to go on that, but I'm kind of with you that – Everybody, I recognize Houston hasn't had the season many would expected, but I'm not sure they're bad, you know?
No, they're not bad. I mean, and the thing about it, like, sometimes you just get into that game and that groove start working again. You never know, bro.
Yeah, I tell you what I don't like. I don't like the bulk of their wins just came against bad division opponents. Mm-hmm. So it kind of skews what you're looking at. Landfill, what do you like, Chargers, Texans?
You beat who you play.
Yeah.
I'm always going to – I don't like either of these teams. Let's just be honest with you right there. Like, I have
– Why?
I just have zero confidence in any of them. The Chargers always seem to charger, like, every game. I don't really, like, fully trust Justin Herbert because he seems like he's a guy who's – a good player who just – he's like the team that's good in the regular season but just can't win in the playoffs. That's him, but in every game. Like, he'll put up some impressive numbers, but he just doesn't win a whole hell of a lot. So I don't really trust that he's a good quarterback. And then the Texans, I think they've just been – fairly unimpressive. And, you know, they were blessed to play in a division that sucks. And I think that Stroud, for as good as he was as a rookie, he kind of was – not impressive at all this year. Boo. You know, this game right here is like a really great argument against the expanded playoffs in the NFL. But if I had to pick one team, I'll go with the Texans.
All right, so I don't know what, if any, bearing this will have on this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this did cross my timeline, and I don't know if this is real or what. I don't know if it's him. I don't know a thing about it. But Antonio Brown tweeted out a photo of what might be, I don't know. I just dropped in this picture. Antonio Brown just wrote Stephon Diggs with a photo of a dude that I think looks like Diggs wearing, I don't know how to describe that outfit. And Diggs isn't playing for them.
No.
But I don't know how that impacts the game, if at all.
What? The tweet?
Have you seen that picture?
No. You sent it?
I just dropped it in, yeah.
Okay, let me look at it.
I don't know. We can ignore that.
Nah, man.
Lambda, what are you making?
Throw that Brown crazy, man.
All right. Landfill, you start here. Steelers, Ravens. Steelers plus 10.
Ravens by at least 10.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they're just a much better team.
It is crazy how the Steelers just do this every year.
Yeah, but I'll take the Steelers with the points.
Will you?
Yeah. I'm just saying, bro. I don't. Again, division games, bro.
Is it? I mean, as a guy that played in them and knows what this felt like,
all right?
But does the division thing hold up when you get to the playoffs when every game is more amped up anyway?
Even when it gets amped up, it's still a division game. You know each other so well, and we've seen it too many times. One team is awful, one team is great, and the team that's great doesn't play like they're great, or the team that's awful doesn't play like they're awful. They always come a little closer.
Week 11, the Steelers beat the Ravens at home 18-16. Week 16, the Ravens beat the Steelers 34-17 in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only thing I would touch in that is the under.
Hey.
43.5.
There you go.
Broncos, Bills. Anybody taking the Broncos? Plus 9?
Absolutely not.
Nah, not traveling all the way over there to Buffalo. That trip, too, from west to east, that's a world of difference, too.
Yeah. And that's Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Coaches don't think that makes a difference, but it does.
Bo Nix has been good, though, dude, especially in big moments down the last month or so.
Okay.
Nix has showed up.
Put your money on him.
I probably won't.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
wagering has done, it gives us all the mindset that we know more than the people that's putting that stuff together. And ultimately, we don't. We don't.
Yeah. Agreed.
We think it because we got so many things to look at, so many stats. They give us all this information, and you know what it does? It confuses the hell out of us. And we keep thinking we're going to beat them. We ain't beating them people, man.
One of the underdogs I think I actually like this weekend.
Who that?
The Packers going to Philly.
Well, if they don't have their quarterback, they may have an issue big time up there.
That's true. What is the deal with Hurts?
It's still uncertain. Now, Landfield is still in protocol? Yeah.
Is that...
Huh?
He's still all right.
If he's still in protocol, that thing was more serious, or it's more going on with that situation.
Garofolo said, "I don't have any great concern. I think Jalen Hurts is going to play in this game."
Okay, that's what he says. But if he ain't practicing, then he might not be playing.
Would you be worried about rust in that game?
I'm not even going to say rust. I'm just going to say if he's not right, he hadn't been right when he was right. If he's sitting up there a little dazed and he go in the game, he might still not be right. When he was supposed to be healthy, he's been turning over and doing some weird things this year. So, is he right?
Yeah, I mean, his numbers, Hurts had the one incredible year when they made the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers haven't looked like that since. Not that the numbers are bad, but he was like a legitimate MVP candidate back in 22.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they went 14-1. He went 22 touchdowns against six picks. And I can only – trying to pull it up. His rushing numbers that year, 760 yards and 30 touchdowns.
Yeah. I think he's a good, very good quarterback. I just think that
13.
Something – is going on. Listen, they can say what they want about Graham and all this. Something else is going on up there.
Yeah. His accuracy is actually up this year, but he's now missed the last two games. That's going to be fascinating to watch. I think I like the Packers there. As we get ready to make more bets, we're going to do Heard It Here First next. Maybe we'll make a Rockets whiz pick. I got to go host the Altcast tonight. Should be fun.
Bad luck, JP.
Tuesday is gone, folks. Tuesday is gone. Coming up next will be Grant and Danny. I believe all those boys are in the studio. Wiz play tonight, taking on the Rockets at home. Getting a big number if you're interested, Brian. Are you interested in the Wizards tonight?
What's the number?
12 plus 12 and a half. That's the biggest number in the NBA tonight.
You say 12 and a half?
12 and a half against Houston. I guess Houston's quite good.
I guess.
They have the second best record in the Western Conference. They're 23-12. So, I don't know. I kind of like the Wiz with that big of a number at home.
The thing about them, they can score 112, but they'll give up 140.
Yeah.
That's been happening a lot.
For sure. Lanville, do you want the Wizards to win tonight at home?
Absolutely not.
Right now, the Wiz are 6-27. Last place in the East. The Hornets are only one game ahead of them, 7-27. Mm-hmm. But I believe... Okay, the Pelicans right now have the worst record, though, at 7-29. Oh, no, the Wiz have fewer wins.
If you're going to tank, tank.
There you go. I'm with Lanford on that.
But, dude, isn't 6-27 pretty much tanking?
Yes, yeah, but it's – I mean, like –
I don't need you to win no more.
I guess, you know, the three worst teams have, like, the same percentage for the draft or something. But I'm worried that they're winning too many games. Like – you want to win a meaningless game, you know, at the end of the season, okay, but you're winning too many games, just lose. So we got the best shot at the number one overall pick?
Yeah, I get that. I get that. I guess we should make some bets here, right? Let's do Heard It Here First.
All right.
Or not.
Yeah, no song.
Heard it here first.
Aha ha.
Aha ha. Heard it here first. There we go.
There we go.
That was well done, fellas. Is White Brian there? Is he ready to?
No. White Brian works from home.
Oh,
you and White Brian got the same idea going on today.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I wish I was. I can comment on that later. The amount of cleaning I've been doing today, Brian, I would have rather been in studio. And I don't say that all that often. All right, well, I am hosting the Wizards Altcast tonight. If you want to check it out, check it out. Because of that.
There we go. Gather around.
Stay in.
Now we're cooking with grease.
Wiz plus 12 and a half for me.
I'm taking the Rockets minus 12 and a half.
Wow. There you go. Straight at him, Lanfield. Hit him in the face.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm taking. No NFL.
Take the Rockets, Beamich. Do it.
I try not to bet anything around that whole team right there.
There's college hoops tonight. Yo, Georgetown's got a big game tonight against, I think, Marquette coming to town.
I'm going to take the Golden State Warriors in Miami, -9.5.
Do we find any sense of irony in this? The Wizards and the Hoyas are both 12.5-point underdogs.
No.
Do you care about that? All right, time to go. If you look at Wild Card Weekend, the Commanders and the Bucks have the highest point total set by Vegas, 50.5.
That thing will be some scoring going on, baby.
Next highest is Bills, Broncos, and Rams, Vikings at 47.5. Lowest is Chargers, Texans, 42.5. Fun day on the show. Shout out to Professor Landini for making some stuff work. I appreciate it, bro. Thank you to Barstool Nate. Thank you to JC Allen. Me and B live in Ashburn tomorrow, assuming the creek don't rise. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.